is Henry the Spider. That's one of my favorite songs.
Thanks, Sam.
I love it. Nate and Lee were on the crew that wrote that, along with Paul and Lindsay, and they're excellent. And thank you for writing that song. Oh, yeah, next song is possibly... I know I said I really like Henry the Spider, but I think this one is my favorite. It's Butt Sick. It's called Butt Sick. It's all about... it's all in the title.
Washing your hands after you go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
How you don't just run them under the water. You need to wash them for a good amount of time. Wash all the soap off with water. And, yeah, that's just a good...
Very good thing. So when nature calls, show that butt who's the boss.
Andrew Armpit, who's in a couple local bands, The Digs and The Runouts, because The Digs are no longer. And it was, who else was it? Joel, I think, from Horse Mode. It's like a lol band. He puts on a lot of events up there.
Was Mel on that one, too?
Mel was on the first two songs we recorded. There's so many different musicians, because it's a collective, so each recording has a different group of friends. So if you like the Sewer Buddies, or you have kids or whatever, and you want to, you know, be in a recording for fun or write some songs with us, you can always shoot us a message and say, hey, I like this. I'd love to do some kids songs.
Yeah, we're all about that. So definitely go check out Horse Mode and The Runouts, because they're excellent.
Yeah, and the commitment's not too much. It's like we practice usually once every other week, like with the people that we're just recording with, until we have three or four songs done, and then we pick a date and record them, and it's very low-key. And fun.
Oh, hey, Lindsay, what do you want to be when you grow up?
Oh, I'm going to be a popcorn octopus.
Hey, that's our next song.
Oh, that's snowballs. Wait.
Catch you. listening to WMFO 91.5.
Sirius Paul, or Paul BSU.
Yep. That's Paul. Go get him, Paul. We got two more songs for you, folks. It's really been awesome playing here in this awesome studio. I'm having tons of fun. It's great.
Yeah. It's really cool to see everywhere you look, you see your friend's band sticker.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's stickers all over this place.
Over here.
It's excellent.
Stickers in the bathroom. Stickers on the wall. Stickers down the hall. Dun, dun, dun.
Lindsay writes song lyrics out of everything people say, so it's great.
Yeah, you gotta watch it.
Yeah, you gotta watch it.
So we're gonna play that song next time we come here.
All right, the next one is the Doggy Dance, and this is one that another like crowd participation song. So if you were to see us live, we would teach you the Doggy Dance.
We can describe it. It's super easy.
Yeah, I'll narrate it. So
yeah, you give yourself dog ears with your hands, and you start going back and forth, left and right.
Like above your head, you put your hands right above your head, and then open and close them.
Like dog ears.
And for
little
the chorus,
dog ears.
If you want to sing along, it's...
You can bob your head back and forth.
You can bob your head back. You can move around.
If you'd like to.
And you go, do the doggy dance.
Roo, roo, roo.
Do the doggy dance.
Roo, roo, roo. You can totally do that in the circle pit if you want.
Oh, my God.
Not like we have those
on
our shows.
We had a line of people doing it at the Midway.
Yeah, we had a lot of the moms
like
and dads.
People.
We needed some more children at the shows.
Yeah, we got two. We had two.
Yeah, we had...
We had a couple of adults that, you know, they... want to be children. Or
well,
that's
really
just what punk
they
is. Might, we don't grow up.
The next show will
they
be like
are.
A family outdoor show. So there'll be like hopefully more kids. And we're going to have instruments for people to play, pizza boxes to destroy, get to dance. There's going to be all kinds of awesome stuff.
Oh, also on that note, if you professionally work with children and you want to host us, we will do workshops with your kids in a few months.
We're ready.
Yeah, we're ready. But we would love to do that. Like, we can do DIY
certainly
workshops, like patch making and all of that, and sort of do a show with them. So, yeah.
Cool. Dogs.
Yeah, Lindsay's obsessed with dogs. We have this constant friendly fight because I'm obsessed with cats. I also love dogs. I'm a huge cat person. I want to write a cat song.
We'll write a cat song.
Okay.
Or we could cover Shonen Knife is a Japanese band that has a million cat songs. They're all kids appropriate.
I believe it.
That song goes out to Austin and Ellie, two wonderful labs.
Oh. Goes out to my doggies too, to Iggy and Zinnia.
He's probably sleeping.
And Huckleberry, a little Hucky. They're running around on the farm, probably rolling in horse maneuver, living it up.
I met all of them.
Living the Dag of Dream. Oh, how's your tuning going? Cool. We have one last song. It's about encouraging children to go outside. Maybe put the phone down, or you can bring your phone and take pictures of the cool stuff you see. Incorporate that, doesn't matter. But it's good to get outdoors and experience everything, especially as you get older, so you appreciate the natural areas and make sure they don't disappear.
Yeah, hey kids, definitely go out, play into the forest, and bring a buddy, because you don't want to get lost.
Bring a backpack, maybe with some water. Backpack of snacks.
Yes. You can even have a hardcore picnic in the forest.
Just don't leave trash behind. It's important. And don't feed animals, because bears aren't usually dangerous, but if you start feeding them, that's when they get comfortable with people. And
also raccoons?
Yeah, you don't want to mess around with...
Don't mess with raccoons.
Yeah.
Just stick to the petting zoo.
Hey, so
if
that...
If you're going to do that.
So that was a PSA from the Sewer Buddies. We're sponsored by the Department of Wildlife and Ecological Areas. I don't even know if that's
fish
an actual fish and game.
And
that's for like
heard all
the Department of Killing Animals.
WMFO.
Yeah, WMFO 91.5 now sponsored by the Department of Fish and Game.
Trout Unlimited.
We'll be right back.
to go outside.
Time to go outside, kids!
Don't take candy from people you don't know.
Just more PSAs from the Sewer Buddies. We're here giving you life lessons.
Floss, brush your teeth, all that stuff.
Do all that stuff. Hey, so thanks for listening. That was all of our songs. That was 12 of them. We have more, but we're not playing them tonight. I really appreciate WMFO 91.5 for hosting us. And yeah, we're the Sewer Buddies. Once again, Lindsay Loogie on drums. She writes all the lyrics, brings us along. We write the songs with her. Paul Biasile on bass. I'm Green Eggs and Sam. There's also like 12 more of us who aren't here. And shout out to the rest of the Sewer Buddies. Once again, thanks all for listening.
Cool. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Sewer Buddies. I'm hoping that the Sewer Buddies have a few minutes to be able to join us in the on-air studio for a little chit-chat when they're done putting away some of their instruments. Be super fun. I hope that can happen. That was the Sewer Buddies live from Studio D, and we'll be bringing you more information about where you can hear them next and see them next and purchase their record albums, also available on MP3 and CD, if you like such things. This right here is a band called Eyewitness. Am I the only one who can see me?
ghost of the big reveal. Jump into nothing and dream up your fear. Dream so hard that you're standing still. Follow.
nerve to wear gold. I told them about Leona Helmsley. I told them about Leona Helmsley. I told them about Leona Helmsley. She had nerve to wear gold. She had nerve to wear gold.
The delightful Danny Willett and the Shobijin just there with their song Meanie and the Seven Dwarves off their album Lepidoptera. Behind every wing, someone enjoys an egg. It's true. Abby Barrett with Follow the Sun and Eyewitness. Am I the only one who can see me? Off their album, You Are Here. And before that, we heard the Sewer Buddies, who I have right now in studio with me. Hello, Sewer Buddies.
Hey.
Hi. Thanks for having us.
Thank you for coming. Now, there are three of you here. And I understand that that's sort of 1/7 of how many people are actually part of the Sewer Buddies collective. Is that right?
Yeah, we're a collective. So what's cool is we all play in other bands. We go to shows and support people if we can. And all those friends that we make, we're like, hey, let's play some songs. But to start a whole new band each time would be crazy, so instead on each recording we feature different friends, and then we are the live band that plays the actual songs like at an event. But we totally eventually may feature like a friend or two on a song, you know, when it's a live show, just for fun if they're there and they want to play. But it's more just for the recording and the writing process. We have lots of different people we play with, and if someone likes the Sewer Buddies, they can always hit us up and say, I want to play on some songs.
Yeah, the sewer is full of buddies.
Yeah, welcome to the sewer.
Now, how did the concept for your band come together? Because I know you all have different projects. Actually, I should first ask you to please, the three of you, if you would just go around and introduce yourselves and oh, say sure. what your other projects are apart from the Sewer Buddies.
So I'm Green Eggs and Sam, also just Sam. Yeah, I'm here with the Sewer Buddies. Sewer Buddies was the first group I got to play with since I moved to Boston like 7 years ago. I was just itching to play with people and super excited to meet Lindsay and start playing. But I write my own music and hopefully going to start recording those independent songs soon.
Cool.
All right, I'm Paul Biasio. And I play in the Sewer Buddies, Whoopee Sticks, and I also play in the Prozacs. I've been doing that for a couple of years, and I play bass in all three of those bands.
And I'm Lindsay Loogie. I play drums and I sing in Sewer Buddies. I write the songs, but all these guys inspire the lyrics by silly stuff they say. Yep. Or something they tell me about. I'm like, oh my God, there should be a song. And then we have another band called Whoopee Sticks. It's a little bit more adult humor, but it's also a punk band, and I sing lead in that, write the songs, and play drums. And Paul and I are both in that band, and Sam also is at those practices sometimes too, because we usually do two practices in one night.
Yeah.
Yeah, he comes to our shows, you know, for Whoopee Sticks, and he's you know, standing right in front of me, so in between songs, like, I, you know, run out of things to say, so I'll just, you know, say something about Sam or point him out in the crowd, or,
you know, I don't make fun of him or anything, but then, you know, in a Sewer Buddies set, I'm like, well, he's on stage, so I ran out of material. He's not right there for me to, like, to say whatever about. So that was a little tough, but, I came up with a couple things to say.
You guys, I have to say, actually, you are one of the few bands that have been able to perform in that room, which is basically just four walls. I mean, for folks at home who may not have been in a radio station like recording box before, it's basically a room with a little itty bitty window that you don't really see anything through, and then a closed door. But you guys had the banter going on. It was thoroughly entertaining. I learned a lot about you guys and shows that you have coming up and so on. So I wanted to remark upon that because for a lot of people, and it's the exact thing that you're talking about. When you don't have faces in front of you, apart from your bandmates, it's a little bit, it can feel awkward.
But, I get that.
That's just what I do at shows. I'm like, hey, there's a guy wearing an FYP shirt or, you know, whatever you see in the room. I was at some show in Burlington, and the venue kind of looked like a castle. And the guy was just going on and on about court jesters and knights and just all these, like, so the guitar player broke a string, so he was just, you know, playing his keyboard and, like, just making up this song as he went along. A minute-long song as the guitar player was changing the string. So you just kind of do stuff like that.
I would imagine also with the material that you guys write about, it's a lot of banter sort of comes out of that.
A lot of jokes. And then we're trying to, Sam works with kids and I also work with kids and Paul does too. So a lot of it is thinking about how we can incorporate games or fun or learning. We're not super heavy on the learning because I feel like that music exists already, so there might be like some subtle messages about like, oh, you know, don't kill the spider if you can help it, maybe try to put it outside, maybe think about things differently, but for the most part we're just like helping kids get their energy out. But one of the ways to do that is if you come to a show, we have like instruments, percussion instruments, little maracas they can play, we kind of show them on the song and show them the beat. We also have like a pizza box people can play with and destroy. Talking about basically sharing like how you shouldn't do mean things like that, like leave an empty pizza box in the fridge, get everybody excited for pizza when it doesn't exist. You know, don't mess with your friends. Maybe mess with them, but I guess that's not
in
that
a friendly
mean.
Way.
It's not really, that's not that bad of a joke if you're going to pull a joke. But anyway, you just
don't pull a joke on the friends that don't want you to.
Yeah.
I try to be respectful, but. Yeah. We want to involve people in the shows. We want to make it fun. Everybody can start their own band. That's what our song Mud is about. You know, you're supposed to be bad when you first start. And it's a great way to be social, especially if you're a weirdo like us. And like, oh man, how do I make new friends? But being bandmates with someone is one of the best ways to really get to know them and share cool stuff. And so we just want to involve people like in that world. We don't want to be jerks and be like, God, you know, we're so cool in our tight pants or whatever.
And punk has always been, sort of that outlet for people who don't necessarily fit in to find a place. It's, you know, part of punk culture is everyone's welcome.
And that kind of aha moment of like, oh, I could maybe do this too.
Yeah.
And that seems like a big piece of what you're talking about, especially with the shows.
Yeah, that's a big piece. The other thing is growing up in rural New Hampshire where I grew up, there wasn't access to music. Now you have the internet and phones and I'm a little older. I'm older than I look, but that doesn't matter. Anyway, the point is when you don't have access to music, you're somewhere without internet, you're somewhere rural. It's hard to maybe find a CD store or a record shop or a cool older brother or sister or babysitter who's like, hey, here's my awesome records. You should check them out. And then you do, and there's a lot of stuff that might go over your head when you're young. I mean, hopefully it does go over your head because you probably need to not destroy your innocence right away. Wait a few years. So what we're trying to do is offer an alternative. We like hardcore bands. We like heavy punk, Black Flag, bands like that. That's maybe a lot for someone to enter into the genre. You kind of need to make it accessible. give something that's like, here's the gateway of punk. Here's how you, I know that, here's how you get
great,
in the door and check it out. And then you kind of from there go where you want to go. So the, and also the other idea is a lot of kids' music, I'm not trying to insult anyone, but it's hard to listen to. It's, if you're an adult, you're like, oh man, this is, this song's tough. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit much, but our stuff sounds a little bit more in the middle, so adults can listen to it and hopefully not get crazed out, like, oh, do we have to listen to that Super Bowl's record again? You know, hopefully it's not as painful as maybe some of the other kids' songs, because it is punk and hardcore music with kids' appropriate lyrics and themes. That is makes, the goal.
That makes a lot of sense. I mean, I've noticed that with movies lately, too. Like, a lot of kids' movies and, like, kids' TV, too, you can sit and watch it. You know, you're not going to get bored. You're not going to get sick of the same tropes over and over again. It's designed for at multiple levels, and I hear that,
too. Because the parents watch it. I mean, the parents or their babysitters or whoever's in the room are going to watch it, and like, oh, let's watch Ants for the 100th time, and there's a lot of
Ants.
Adult humor in those for the adults, but it's also, you know, it's pretty low key so that kids can enjoy it. So that's kind of what we're going for, that middle ground, offer something different.
Awesome. And when you mentioned that you have a few shows coming up, when can people come and see you and shake those maracas and destroy your pizza boxes?
You want to go, Pa?
All right, so we got October 29th at the Haunted Somerville.
It's like an outdoor show in Somerville.
It's a Sunday. It's their family day. Haunted Somerville is like a 5-day event, and we're gonna play on the Sunday for the families.
Yeah, that'll be at 2 p.m. in Somerville.
And then we got December 17th at the Midway in Jamaica Plain, and that's got a lot of bands on that one.
Yeah, so that's a
matinee.
It's a matinee.
4 p.m.
Yeah, what's the name of that show?
Slime Dog's Christmas Party.
Yes, our friend that supports a lot of local music and writes a lot of articles.
He writes for Thrash and Bang.
Yeah, that's his. Yeah. That's his thing.
It is his thing.
Yeah, his newspapery online zine, and he goes to all the shows, and he puts on a little Christmas party at Midway, which is kind of our local place. That's where we met Sam. That's where we made a lot of our friends, and we really hope that it doesn't get turned into a bank.
We love the Midway.
We love Midway. Yeah.
Yes, the Midway is a fantastic venue.
But yeah, those are two upcoming shows.
We're taking a little bit easy over the winter to get some more recording done. We try to put out a release every 2 or 3 months. It's usually 3 or 4 songs. They're all on Bandcamp. You can also, if you want to listen for free, which is totally fine with us, then you can go on Vimeo or YouTube and you can hear our music there. And then if you really love it, you can always download it by purchasing it on Bandcamp. But for the most part, you know, it's easy to find. You type in Sewer Buddies, you'll find us. You can see what we look like on Facebook. Pictures of dogs.
Yeah, it's mostly pictures of dogs.
A lot of pictures of dogs. I enjoyed that.
The idea that all the Sewer Buddies are dogs. That we're just dogs with guitars.
Those are just our best friends. We have to, you know, feature our friends. I'm a dog walker, so I got a lot of dog pictures around.
I'm a cat walker. I have a cat that I walk. She can take her on walks. She's great.
Does she have a
She has a leash. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that's so cool.
I tried one of those. They usually get out of that. The cats do.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're sort of amateur magicians, a lot of those cats. Got to keep an eye on them.
I have some dogs like that. They can get out of their collars and harnesses. It's a little scarier when that happens because they move so fast.
Yeah, they can be a little rambunctious. It is true.
Yes.
Shall we play a song and then chit-chat a little bit more?
Yeah.
Does
that appeal?
Sure.
Does that sound good?
Yeah.
So I was just mentioning, I was playing a couple songs that I thought you guys might get a kick out of. I played some of the Daniel Ouellette and the Shobogen.
Love them.
Really glad. I thought you might. This right here is a band called Butterscot. This song is called New Song. And afterwards we will come back and we will chat more. With the Sewer Buddies, who just performed live. If you happen to miss it, there is an archived podcast of it that we will be posting tomorrow and sharing with the Sewer Buddies so they can share it with their friends. online and by email and however they might like. So right here, this is Butterscott with new song for you. Have you ever performed the Heimlich on yourself? We were just chatting here with the Sewer Buddies about you guys have a song. I don't think you performed it tonight. No. I don't remember hearing.
Yeah, we didn't get to do it. We're still kind of working it out because we're recording on our next recording, but Sam and Paul learn all the songs for live shows, so we haven't got to put in enough time to really get it ready for a live show yet. But we will be playing it soon. We'll probably play it on the 29th.
Yeah, and that's DIY Heimlich. It's all about how it's sort of an instructional song on doing abdominal thrusts on yourself when you're choking so that you can stop choking.
Our friend Nate, when he was 4 or 5, his mom was in the shower and he choked on a grape, like really choked, like it was blocking his airway. And he, I don't know how he knew, but he did the Heimlich on himself somehow. So that's how the song starts out.
That's
choking
amazing.
On a strawberry, choking on a grape. You can save yourself before it's too late.
And so he did a DIY Heimlich. And yeah. I do think that the actual Heimlich person has copyrighted the term, so I think we have to call it abdominal thrusts now. But I don't.
I don't think we're not making money off of it. Like, I think the only time people really care is if you're making.
Yeah, we're not making any money. We don't want to. We're doing this for fun. I mean,
yeah, it's just for the kids.
The money comes. This doesn't, that's cool too.
Now, during that song, we were chatting a little bit about your songwriting process and how it's sort of it's kind of a function of that collaborative. It's sort of like all these concentric circles that sometimes overlap, but basically you three are, if I understand, you three are kind of the core, and also the core of the live group.
Do you want to take it?
Yeah, Paul's definitely like, Paul and Lindsay are the core. They're pretty much in all the groups.
Yeah, so. I mean, yeah, I play bass in both the Sewer Buddies and Whoopee Sticks, of course, you know, because sometimes, you know, somebody can only play so many songs and, you know, they don't want to commit to more than three or four. So, you know, that's where I come in and learn everything else. And
they, you know,
kind of jam with a
songs.
Lot of different people.
Mm. Paul's good at helping people learn their parts, because we have people of different ability levels. We have some friends that have played bass in maybe one band, but that could have been the first time they ever learned how to play bass. You're friends with someone and are like, hey, we want to teach you the bass because we like hanging out with you on long car rides and all the things you have to do with band members. We want it to be someone you can be around a lot and get along with. So Paul's really great. He can come in and help someone learn their parts, help them come up with stuff. He can help the guitar player come up with an idea. Like he'll. Mm-hmm. So really the bass lines actually lead a lot of the songs, yeah. Which is kind of interesting.
So yeah, we have a running saying that Paul is lead bass and we are all just supporting guitar, because really, like, the first recording that the Sewer Buddies has, PYO and Hardcore Picnic, we didn't have the people around to teach us, so we just listened to the songs and Paul can just listen and figure something out by ear. So Paul listened to those songs and just taught us our parts, which was excellent, because I'm definitely not good enough at guitar to do that. So
you pick it up pretty quickly, though, which I really appreciate.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's how I teach them their parts, is I'm the drummer, so I have all the melodies in my head based on, like, the lyrics, and I'll loosely kind of sing them my melody, like, oh, this is this part, this is this part, and they kind of have to, by ear, figure it out, and then bring that to guitar and say, okay, this is in C, and then move it around and kind of figure out how to make the melody come to life. So it's actually super rhythmic bass, which is why the bass is really important. Because if you get the rhythm of the vocal melody down, then everything else kind of comes. And we just kind of adapt the guitar to fit kind of the melody that I'm singing, which is nice. So it's a lot. It's a lot of goofy stuff happens.
Yeah.
I think it's more a lot of, like, random, like, somebody's playing something, like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That would, and I flip through my songs and I make a note and I'll record. I'm like, okay, that could work for this song because we have so many songs. You know, because kids' songs are easy to write. Like, oh, we should write a song about pizza and puppies or doggy detectives.
Everything involving dogs.
Oh, yeah. There are all dog songs, but, you know, I'm a dog walker.
Yeah.
And I noticed that dogs see the world very differently. They really see through how they smell things. It's like reading the paper or reading a book or a map when they're smelling stuff. You know, they want to know who was here, what happened, what does this mean? So that's how they investigate.
Doggy detectives.
Doggy detectives. So yeah, that's a song. There's no reason for that song to exist except it's just I'm around dogs all the time.
It makes a lot of sense. I like it. So, Paul, do you play guitar as well as bass, or is it just that you have this ability to translate?
Yeah, I mean, I have, you know, my own guitar. I don't play it in any other bands. I just, you know, do it for fun at home. But, you know, bass has always been my main instrument, you know, since I was a lot younger. And, you know, play a couple instruments here and there, but nothing beyond just trying to sit down and figure something out. Like, you know, any percussion instrument I'll try to figure out, but I don't know anything about it, you know, beyond that.
You're good at setting up the drums, though. He helps set up the drums because that takes the longest, and carry the drums, and he helps loading gear in and out. And he can kind of based on his the rhythm of his bass part, that's how he'll show our other bandmates the song. So he'll say, oh, I'm kind of playing this. And they'll
he says exactly that.
Yeah, oh, I'm kind of playing this. And he'll show them that. And then they'll say, oh, okay, that makes me think of this. And they'll kind of mirror what he's doing, or it'll be a jumping off point. Or the other thing we do, a lot of bands hide their influences, but we definitely don't. When we're writing songs, I will play them some example songs that I had in my head while I was writing the melody. And then we'll listen to those and kind of get ideas. So we'll say, oh, this guitar part's really cool. What if we did this kind of thing? At the end of the day, it sounds nothing like, you're like, that's supposed to sound like that song. It doesn't.
Yeah.
It's a good jumping off point.
It's a really good jumping off point. So if you have someone that isn't super music experienced, that's a good way for them to kind of get, it's totally fine to listen to other songs and say, hey, I like this. How can I do my version of this? Because music is so similar. There's only so many notes.
Right way to do it. There's this this old joke. Well, I don't know if it's really a joke, but you know, if you get a room full of music theorists, you know, in a room together, just talking about music theory and all that, eventually you just have a room full of people singing to each other. Because...
I'm really interested to hear where you're going. Right.
So, no, basically what it means is, you know, you have all these definitions and terms for music and, you know, the way things are supposed to sound or how you're supposed to play it.
Okay.
And, you know, there's no right way to say all that or a right way to play it. And, you know, you might say, okay, I play it a little bit like this and I'll play a bass line. And you're like, oh, you mean like this? Like, no, it's a little bit brighter, you know, a little bit warmer than that, or I just want you to play this real dark, real gritty, or whatever. And, you know, they might, you know, kind of take what I say and change their line, or they might not understand and be like, oh, it's like this, and I'll just, you know, sing the line to them.
It's interpretation. Yeah. They take what Paul plays and he gives them an idea or a song they were listening to and they interpret it and make it their own, because everyone has, when you pick up an instrument, everyone plays it different. Like people will say, oh, you play drums like really weird or really different. Like I think I just sound like everyone else, but I don't know, I'm drumming and singing, so everything I do is going to be different because that's the basis of all our songs. So when you have someone singing and drumming, which plenty of other bands do, and they write songs around it, that sculpts kind of everything you do after that has to rely on that drum part, being able to sing and do the drum part at the same time, or learning and working on a new beat till you can sing and drum it at the same time, which is sometimes really challenging, but these guys are super patient and nice about it. Like on our Snowball song, that was a beat that took me a little bit because it was just something different. I want every song to sound not just different on drum and on bass and guitar, but also on drums.
Mm-hmm.
So they kind of do, kind of don't, but I'm working towards making my drums really be like their own, more than just a timekeeper, but something that kind of defines each song. Like you hear the beat and you're like, oh, this is Popcorn Octopus. This is Snowballs. This is whatever.
Yep.
Hair Monster.
I did this really insane contest with a friend where we took a bunch of Ramon songs, like maybe 100 of them, and we put this list on shuffle and we had to guess what song it was by only listening to a second of it.
That's fantastic.
We got really difficult.
And that's which is pretty remarkable, because people do joke about how the Ramones songs all sound the same and that the beat is all very, very similar, but at the
and
same
that,
time
that's my testament to say to argue against that.
Yeah. No, but
which
that,
it
that
might
works.
Be true, but I'll at least have something to say against it. Right. I don't know if I would be correct.
We love the Ramones.
Yeah, I like
Ramones.
The Ramones
are wonderful.
No, definitely Lindsay does. The drums are super, have great personality in the songs, and they're unique in every song, and I really like that.
Trying to make it more unique as I get better, working on snare work and always trying to figure out how we can be better and who we can learn from. And the great thing is when you play live shows, you get to see other musicians. You're like, oh, look at, like we just played with the Grommets, or...
Uncle Spud
from Maine are ridiculous, so funny.
They're excellent.
But they give you ideas. You're like, oh, I like what that drummer's doing. And then you just can chat with people. You know, it's not a secret society. This is approachable.
Yeah.
People that want to help you. They want you to do well. They want to, you know, everyone wants to support each other. Hopefully, I mean, I'm sure there's, you know, people that don't. But for the most part, most people are there to help you and just want to see everyone do the best they can. Which is nice.
That is true. Yeah. It is nice. I'm realizing that we are quickly running out of time as we rapidly gallop toward midnight. And I just want to make sure that people remember where they can see the Sewer Buddies next and how they can find the Sewer Buddies online.
October 29th, we're playing Haunted Somerville. It will be 2 p.m. outdoors. And we play Midway December 17th. That's also a Saturday, 4 p.m. They're both all ages events.
And you can also find us online at Bandcamp. On Bandcamp, you can search the Sewer Buddies. Also on Facebook, the Sewer Buddies. You'll find tons of pictures of puppies.
And Vimeo and YouTube.
Mm-hmm. All that stuff.
Beautiful. Well, thank you very much, Sewer Buddies.